Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I see you called about Lenora Dupins.
Yes.
I wanted to know, are you interested in applying for home care for her?
Yeah, but the problem I came across is that I think she has, like, Medicare instead of Medicaid, and I figured that would be an issue.
So once you apply for the patient, they will be switched over to Medicaid.
Oh, but I mean, my question is, wouldn't that mess up, like, say, for instance, you know, she goes to a certain doctor or whatever, wouldn't the transfer kind of affect that, or would that not affect that?
That doesn't usually run into that issue. She would have a different insurance unless she has a community health care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
She would need to get a community health care insurance for the,
like,
home care services.
CPH or something, right? Or United Healthcare, I think it would be.
Not United. Like Keystone First or AmeriHealth Precia's.
Okay. All right. So you said it wouldn't change her doctor or anything like that. What would be the difference, I guess, from her going from Medicare to Medicaid?
So Medicaid is more, it will cover the home care services, just the second phase.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why she would be switching to Medicaid over Medicare is because it offers the benefits for the home care services, which Medicare wouldn't cover.
Okay.
Like I said, it will like cover with the insurance.
Okay.
Okay?
So y'all automatically switch her over once she signs up, correct?
Yeah. You will... I don't know. Did you get the number for Maximus when you spoke to Stella last week?
No, I did not.
Okay, so Maximus is the company that works with the state. They will come and have two assessments with the patient. They will see if they're physically eligible for the services. And then once they give an approval, then the patient will have the Medicaid. And then the patient also will need to get approved from the county, which is a financial approval.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would say you can start working on now, because it's best if you can get in those financial documents right away so it doesn't take so long for their approval, because they do sometimes take a while to get back to us.
Okay. So financially, what would kind of disqualify her, I guess? Like,
So I'm going to ask you, is the patient making more than $2,900 a month?
I definitely don't think so.
Okay, I will just confirm that, but it seems probably not. Does she own a home or a car?
Yes.
She does own a home or a car.
Mm-hmm.
Which, both? Does she own both?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens is when the patient has a great asset or a large income, will sometimes run into issues with the government once the services are started. So what I would say is that you should contact Maximus. I'm going to give you their number. Apply
okay.
through them, see if she gets the approval, and then same thing with the county. Send in the financial documents. You will ask them how to continue with the application. They'll tell you exactly which documents need to be sent in. And then if you do get an approval, then you can contact us again and we can be your agency. But right now, if she has a certain financial status with a home
right.
or car, it doesn't look like she will be approved with our agency.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Would you like the number for Maximus?
I don't think that I'll need it, just because I feel like, you know, she exceeds the income requirement because of the house, the car, you know.
Meaning the Maximus can still approve you for services,
okay,
for other kinds of services. I would say you can call them and they can give you more information.
Okay, I'll definitely take it then. I appreciate that.
Okay, sure. It's 877-550. Sorry, I can't hear you so well.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Very low. Yeah, yeah, that's better. It's
okay.
877-550.
550.
4227.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Yep, I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
No problem. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.